Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Linda, welcome in. And wanted to start maybe with this literature dispute in a second, but just get your overall feel, the spring training of this. How did things go in our area? What's on your mind? What did you observe?
Sure. Well, I will weigh in on the my idea of an all-time bad idea that you were talking about earlier. And my suggestion is Republicans who don't vote, Republicans who sit out elections. So I think that's an all-time bad idea.
Yeah, and they did it. We know with Mitt Romney, 5 million of them that were probably Romney voters in the critical states just said, well, we don't like this guy. So they just sat out. I mean, my God.
Right. And we just can't do that. So, sure, we had a primary on Tuesday. It was relatively quiet. You saw the returns. Not even all the Republicans showed up. And even though we did have some contested primary races, like for the attorney general spot, so that was a little disappointing that more voters didn't show up. And we are still recruiting poll watchers. You can go to protectthevote.com. Go now. Get your information in, and we'll contact you because we're working on training poll watchers and recruiting poll workers for November's election, and take off work now on November 5th so you're available all day to volunteer. We did have some poll watchers out on Tuesday, and when I have poll watchers in these polling places, Dom, they find things. Things happen. Machines go down, and that happened on Tuesday, and they were able to call us. We were able to escalate it to the county and get that fixed. We had a couple precincts where the judges of elections would tell the poll watchers that they're not needed or they should go home. And we were able to, explain to them, no, you have every right to be there all day.
Wait a minute. This is the ominous type of stuff. And maybe they were just over the line a good bit here, Linda, this time. But this is important because in November, we know what they might do with the poll watcher. How does a judge of election think he can tell a person just to go home?
Well, unfortunately, Republicans aren't in these polling places in every election. In these off-year elections, the Republicans aren't as active. So these Democrats are so used to running these polling places, as if they have all the power in the world. But we have a lot of systems in place for this year so that, we have a hotline, we have attorneys, so that when this stuff happens, we can act on it right away. But yeah, it's incredibly irritating when these judges of elections do it. But we're really training our poll watchers so they know what to do when that happens.
Excellent. And what's the best place for them to go to get involved in this, Linda?
ProtectTheVote.com. We have a website. Just put your name in there. Click on Pennsylvania because that's the GOP's website for the whole country. But click on Pennsylvania, put your information in, and we will set you up either as a poll watcher or if we find a place where you could work as a poll worker and possibly also we need people at the canvases, at the count. So, and we need so many people, Dom. There are so many polling places. We need people in all the polling places.
And the canvassing and the count, Linda, that's an interesting avenue. That appeals to me. But last time we spoke, I think they were going to give you a tour or whatever. People may remember you were the person coming in, I think, holding up an official paper with Corey Lewandowski at one point, just to have transparency and see the count at the convention center. So you're saying people could be watchers of the mail-in balloting count?
Absolutely. And in every county, they have we have a right. The parties and the candidates have a right to have watchers there. Unfortunately, this year, the city commissioner's office did not give me a tour prior to primary day. They were too busy. They said they didn't have enough time, but they said they'll revisit it this summer. I mean, that was kind of the reaction that I expected. But we did have some watchers there watching. And it's not a fun day, Dom. I don't want your listeners to think I'm asking them to do stuff that's a lot of fun. They're going to have the best day of their life, because really some of my most successful watchers are people where things are quiet, but they have to realize things are quiet because they're standing there. You know, when people know that they're being watched, they tend to toe the line, and that's why it's so important that we recruit people for these roles.
Absolutely. Now, this situation where a judge apparently said, I guess it was in Philadelphia, that there was something wrong with the literature that was being given out and that they couldn't give it out?
So, Dom, this has been going on in Philadelphia for as long as I've been in Philadelphia Election Court. So every election day, I'm in Philly Election Court from 6:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. And it was a pretty quiet day on Tuesday. And generally in the primaries, it's usually the Democrats voting, fighting against the Democrats. So the Democratic City Committee attorney brought to the judge the fact that they felt that these flyers that were being distributed in certain wards were what they called illegal. And they were illegal because they thought that the voters could misunderstand who the endorsed candidate was. And my argument was, Judge, we have a First Amendment. And the First Amendment is very clear that government should not get involved in censoring any type of campaign material. And the Supreme Court has even said that even if something's false, government can't censor it. I mean, that is the point of the First Amendment. But, I mean, not surprisingly, the judge said, well, we can't allow this misleading of voters. And, you know, I argue back, but Judge, who are we to determine what's misleading and what's not? And then they were calling these pamphlets illegal. And I said, Judge, there's nothing illegal about them. That just because we don't agree with what they're saying, or maybe there is information that we don't believe is true, that doesn't mean government can step in on this. But the judge, you know, obviously didn't agree with me, which generally happens in election court, Dom. And she actually ordered the sheriff to go out to these polling places confiscate the literature. And then later, people were complaining that the candidate was still distributing it. So then the judge said, well, I'm going to issue an order to show cause to have him held in contempt. And these were all Democrats, so I really didn't have any stake in this game. But I said, Judge, you can't hold someone in contempt. You never even ordered anyone to serve the candidate. So you even have no knowledge that he even knows this is going on. You can't hold him in contempt.
For listeners, why this is important, when we get to the general election, this is the mantra of our buddy Al Schmidt and the big guy, Josh Shapiro, with all this disinformation, misinformation, et cetera, Linda. And I don't think it'll just be on election day. I think they're going to go all out with this nonsense.
Judge.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I mean, Dom, absolutely. And I don't even understand what the word misinformation means.
Wait a minute, counsel. I assume the role of judge here.
Yes. You don't need to correct yourself there.
Philadelphia no longer exists. I make them no longer the city of Philadelphia. Continue, counsel.
Well,
yes.
Dom, I got to tell you, I think you know a lot more about some of these laws than our Philadelphia judges. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that on the radio since I sit here in front of them. But, I mean, come on. You know all about the First Amendment, and you didn't go to law school.
I did go to law school. Wait a minute. You didn't know that, Lynn.
Yeah, but did you finish law school?
I thought you were a teacher.
I got on the dark side. I went over to the legal profession. Yes, Rutgers. I won the moot court competition.
Wait a minute. Why do the hosts on WPHT, why do they think it's okay to say that about lawyers, the dark side? talking negatively about lawyers, too. But
well, wait a minute. We're just quoting our favorite author, Shakespeare, Kill All the Lawyers. Sorry, but that you said it.
See, Linda's on my side with Shakespeare, aren't you, Linda? Shakespeare's overrated, isn't
it? No, wait a minute, Dom. I thought you were a teacher.
I was.
To that quote, and if you read that quote in context, Shakespeare was saying if you kill all the lawyers, there's going to be bedlam and chaos. So that was actually a positive lawyer comment.
I got to go back and look that up.
Teacher?
You're spoiling a good, you know, but I did go to Rutgers Law School. I didn't graduate because I got into this at that point. And I did indeed win the moot court competition in my overnight. It was on New York Sullivan versus New York Times about was he drunk or not, and who's a public figure, Linda, that kind of thing.
Right, and that's another First Amendment case where the courts say that they have to stay out of it. The government cannot send the sheriff out to confiscate campaign material. Where does that end? I mean, that is basic First Amendment stuff, and that's pretty scary because in November, I hope they don't think that, you know, some flyer someone's putting around about Trump, you know, is misinformation and think the sheriff can take it down. And the Democratic lawyers were complaining that the flyer didn't abide by the Pennsylvania campaign finance laws. And I said, even if that's true, this is not the remedy. The remedy is then to ding them for a campaign finance violation, not send the sheriff out to tear the flyers down. And, Dom, I will tell you, I have watched this happen for 20 years. I've watched the Democrats do this. They all the time, when they don't like the material that's being distributed, they call it illegal. They say it doesn't have the right disclaimers. They say it misleads voters, and they get these judges to issue these orders. And I think it's very dangerous, and it was a sad day for the First Amendment in Philadelphia.
But, you know, I mean this, so I don't know anybody in the country that's – I wish we can clone you that's doing what you're doing, because a lot of our listeners, Linda, are – coming on board with the mail-in ballot, but they want to continue to talk about election integrity. And I'm trying to say people like you and others are out there engaged in this. We get it. It's not just to turn out more voters, bank the ballot, but it's also to make sure, and you said something really clear about people standing there and watching. All we're asking is they follow the law, and it has to be black letter law. They're not making any decisions on this stuff that is outside what's already written. That's what we want to stop, simply to have a fair election and the perception of a fair election.
Absolutely. And that's where I think Al Schmidt is really taking a wrong turn, because he is bending over backwards and doing somersaults. If you look at his Twitter, he always says, "This was the fairest election in history." And when I see him say that, or when I hear him say that, I say, wait a minute, this election was fair. Well, what election wasn't fair? You mean here in Philadelphia, the birthplace of democracy, we've been having unfair elections, and all of a sudden this year we got it right? I mean, he bends over backwards to talk
exactly
about how fair this is. And then he doesn't acknowledge the real problems we have. I mean, was that in 2022 when Luzerne County ran out of paper in the machines? Was that fair? Is it fair that in some counties they were counting ballots that weren't dated and in other counties they weren't? Is that fair? I mean, look, there's room for improvement, but I don't want it to dissuade voters from showing up to vote, because this election is going to get won on turnout. And anyone listening, you need to make sure that you turn out. And if you have nieces or nephews or kids or brothers or sisters, you need to remind them, hey, you better turn out for this election. It's that important.
And turnout could be mail-in ballot. So, Linda, where do we go again? Protectthevote.com, poll watchers and the like, or also if people are more wanting to see when the canvassing starts, so there's mail-in ballots, et cetera, that's a place to go. Linda, do you have any thoughts? Eamon Brown is a special guy on this show. We love him here at the station. And it just seems to me there's a concerted effort. The Inquirer, this guy's a fly in the ointment to them, so to speak, of what's happening there. He's about 50 votes ahead, and yet we still don't have a decision.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't really consider the Inquirer a newspaper. I consider it kind of like a pamphlet for Democratic interests. So
yeah.
I got to confess, I don't usually look at it because, you know, the headlines are so misleading and you know, they wouldn't know a conservative viewpoint if it came up and bit them. So, I think that's why we have people like you and all the other hosts on WPHD and talk radio, and then all the other outlets that allow us to get these other opinions out there. Because, you know, when there's a Democratic machine, it's not that easy to fight against it. And you know, people want what Al Schmidt says, we have fair elections. And, you know, right now, I think that we're not quite there yet. And the way that we're going to get it is, again, and I know I felt like a broken record, but we need watchers. We need people to watch these people. We need volunteers, and we need Republicans to show up to vote, because if we get some Republicans in office, hopefully then they'll listen to people like me when they pass laws, and we'll get good election laws, and we'll have real election integrity.
Linda, thank you so much. Anytime, just keep us in the loop. Let us know what's happening. Thank you, Linda.
Great to talk to you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode, and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.